Sometimes we feel unstoppable. Ideas flow and our enthusiasm feels strong enough to move mountains. But what do we do when there are doubts and it looks like our ideas will never get off the ground? Let's join Paul and Pablo as they talk about pessimism and optimism, how we move from one to the other, and how we always default back into flow and creativity. Paul pushes back his chair and stretches. He's been sitting at his desk for a couple of hours and is starting to wonder what Pablo's up to. Even though they're both stuck at home, they can spend several hours without even seeing each other. Paul's often busy on his computer for work, and Pablo spends his time either playing on his PlayStation or out in the garden. Paul decides to take a break and check on Pablo. The house is eerily quiet, which means Pablo's not playing games or talking to his friends. Eventually, Paul finds him in his bedroom, sitting at his desk, absently doodling on an otherwise blank piece of paper. "Are you all right, Pablo?" asked Paul. "Are you bored? Have you gone back to the pencil factory in search of ideas?"
"Nah," sighs Pablo, dropping his pen. "The factory's closed, Dad. I have to write a 2-part essay on optimism and pessimism. That's my homework, and it's due back tonight and I haven't got a clue what to say."
"That's quite pessimistic, Pablo," comments Paul. Puzzled, Pablo looks at his dad.
"Really? I think it's just hard." "That's pessimistic. Wow, that means I've just got the first part of my essay all sorted, Dad, haven't I?"
"Well, that might be a little bit too optimistic, Pablo," replies Paul.
"Yay!" screams Pablo happily. "Then I've got it. When I'm pessimistic, I think the ideas factory is closed and I can't do it. And when I'm optimistic, I think my homework's half done already. Pessimistic, hard. Optimistic, easy."
They're both laughing now. "Well, Pablo, it sounds like you've now had a good taste of what it feels like to be optimistic and pessimistic. How did they feel?"
"Oh, Dad, pessimism does not feel good," replies Pablo. "It's like when we're at the beach and you bury me in the sand, do you remember? And I can't move, but then I wiggle out and I sit up and I shake the sand off and then I do cartwheels or jump in the waves. Pessimism happens when we're kind of buried in the same way but in our heads. Isn't that right, Dad?"
"That's exactly it," agrees Paul. "And like at the beach, at some point we shake all that heavy thinking off and we go back to creating. In fact, Pablo, the ideas factory never shuts down." Pablo nods at his dad enthusiastically and then picks up his pen and starts writing in earnest.
"Dad, you don't need to worry about me anymore. I'll be done with this essay before dinner," he exclaims victorious.
Paul watches his son for a minute before leaving the room. "Look at that," he thinks. Under all this talk of not being able to write anything, he had all the ideas he needed. Down one minute, up the next, and back into flow. Optimism is to us what helium is to a balloon. The second we let go of the string, the second we stop taking our negative thinking so seriously, our natural optimism takes over and lifts us up. Our return to flow is as simple as remembering that, like a balloon, we're only ever tied to a string and we are intrinsically made to soar.